First, I just want to say from listening to the interview, I think that it's pretty obvious that JP was emotional about it. And I think he has every right to feel the way that he does. And he has every right to voice his opinion on critics. He's had a really rough year. I think the entire Blue Jays team has had a rough year if you take a moment to consider the expectations that this team came into this season with. That being said, JP hasn't lived up to those expectations. And there has been a lot of negative topics to discuss as far as an analyst goes. If the team was well above 500 and playing up to their abilities like everyone thought they would, I think you would hear a lot more positive tone. But, you know, our job as analysts is to look at some of the negative stuff. And you look at the play that JP Arencibi has had this year, and there's been a lot of negative things to discuss. I think that he's struggling right now as a player. I think that that's warranted, a warranted comment. I think it reflects in his stats. And, you know, I don't think you can survive in the big leagues and not understand that when you play bad, you're going to draw criticism. When you play good, you're going to get a lot of praise for it. That's the nature of the beast up here. I feel bad for the guy. I think that he's going through a real hard stretch right now. Maybe we have called him out a bit, but a lot has been expected from him. He has been one of the faces of this franchise for a while now. And as a face and a very public one, when you don't live up to expectations, you're going to get called on it. And that is what has been the case this year. I respect his opinion and his return criticism. I don't think it's completely fair, some of the things he said, but I can take it, and I'm fine with it. And I hope that he feels better about it now, and I hope that he goes on and he has a more productive season. And now I'm ready to talk about real baseball.